The San Francisco and Marin food banks provide food to 225,000 people each year. And one of the main ways they do that is through their food pantry program. Most of the people served are low-wage workers, older adults, children, and the unemployed. They receive the food at 230 local pantries in the area, including a small neighborhood organization in San Francisco's Mission District, every Thursday. Reporter Sarah Reynolds went to 15th and Mission for this story.
Every week on Mission Street, a long line of more than 100 people wraps around a tall brick building. Most have gray hair, some are younger, some sit, most are standing. Some took a bus to get here, but most are from the neighborhood, and they're all in line for one thing.
This is line for food for poor people.
It's nearly 8 a.m., and this woman has been standing in line with her husband for nearly an hour already. They have a ticket with them, number 207. It's their place in line for today. The couple moved to San Francisco from Russia nearly 20 years ago.
For interview, maybe it will be difficult.
The woman asked me not to use her name. In fact, even when I turned off my recorder, she wouldn't give me her first name. She was embarrassed about her English, but she was also embarrassed about standing in line for food. All kinds of food.
Vegetables, sometimes chickens, sometimes eggs, very seldom, sometimes bread.
The food is distributed by a neighborhood organization called Arriba Juntos, meaning upwards together in Spanish. It's been feeding this neighborhood through its food pantry program since 2004. Here's how it works.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Can you stay in the line?
It starts with a volunteer who keeps the lengthy line in order and lets 30 people at a time through a gate into a parking lot between two buildings. That's where the food is handed out. The line starts moving around 8.
1, 30 people, 2, 3.
Neighborhood residents who want food need to get a food bank ID card in advance by showing any picture ID and providing an address or zip code of residence. Arriba Juntos also collects demographic information to track its clients, like family size, race and ethnicity, and self-disclosed income.
12, 13.
About 300 people come to wait in line for food every Thursday. Many of them take food home for more than just themselves. Arriba Juntos program director Marilyn Bunag says in January alone, her organization fed 3,750 people through its food pantry program.
It just speaks of the need. People, you know, are lacking the basic necessities of food.
The food comes from the San Francisco Food Bank. Canned goods, meat, eggs, but mostly fresh produce.
Well, the most popular is when we get chicken. Oh my goodness, you know, this is the greatest, you know, because it's so expensive out there. And it's like, oh wow, it's like we hit the jackpot. And, you know, we always pretty much have enough food to serve everyone. But I think it's just like, oh, I want to be able to come early and get the best stuff. You know, people line up at the break of dawn.
After the line begins to move, I come across two Salvadorian women standing near the line chatting. They're both grandmothers, both longtime residents of the neighborhood. I introduce myself and ask for their names. One responds first. I'll be the unknown one, she tells me. She says it's better not to be associated with this, waiting in line for food. Her friend tells me she came at 5 this morning to wait before the sun was up. And when she got here, she wasn't the first. She points to her four-wheeled cart, which she left at her spot in line. It's stuffed with empty bags to fill. For them, this is about food, but it's also social. The two women catch up, talk about family, home. They also talk about how the line used to be. They've been coming since the food pantry first began at Arriba Juntos. The women say there's chicken, coffee, eggs and fruit, sometimes coconut. It depends on the day, they tell me. They also talk about the people who wait in this line and how the neighborhood has changed. People come from all over the world, they say, but it's a different group now. There used to be fewer people, fewer Chinese, more Latin Americans. According to the San Francisco Food Bank, the Arriba Juntos food pantry recipients are nearly 50% Asian. One-third are Latino, and the rest are mostly Russian and African American.
Every Thursday?
Every Thursday you come?
Yes, I come. My daughter, she have twins.
Today, I talk with immigrants from China, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Jordan, India, and Russia, as well as non-immigrant San Franciscans. The line moves slowly as the morning continues, but doesn't seem to get any shorter. Closer to the front of the line, I meet Al and Carol. They arrived around 8. Al's a Vietnam vet with a bad hip, and he's been coming here for a couple months now, since he moved to a housing block for vets down the street. He and Carol agree that she's the cook, among other things.
I'm his home care worker and his girl, but anyway, the chicken, I fry it, bake it. I bake the yams sometimes, and sometimes I boil them with the sugar and make them into candy yams.
Yesterday, but you made toast.
Yesterday, I made lasagna.
Yeah, it helps out because, you know, groceries is very expensive.
Al stands up to show me his cart, leaning on it for support. It doubles as a seat.
You're supposed to live in this area, but a lot of these people, like, is not in this area. But they come let,
they
from
let
all over
allow
the city.
To do it.
This is a concern for the San Francisco Food Bank. It happens at some pantries around the city, and it's difficult to control. As a policy, the bank encourages people to find a food pantry within their own neighborhood. But it can be tough for organizations like Arriba Juntos to turn people away when they need services. People who have already received their food start to come out of the back side of the building. A few of them make their way to the front where people still wait. Seeing people emerge with food lifts the energy on the crowded sidewalk. There's still more for the taking. One woman stands at a corner of the building in line. She powders her face and combs her hair. Her food pantry ticket is pinned to her jacket with a safety pin. She's 93. I don't want to lose it, she tells me, turning her head away from my microphone as she gently urges me to talk to someone else. I find another woman who's here with her elderly mother. She's come just to support her mom, but she's a little uncomfortable with all of this.
Because I was thinking to myself, I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, standing in line with my parents to get food. It doesn't make me feel well, because it's, you know, I mean, come on, food. But at least it's available to people who need it, you know.
The morning warms up, more cards are scanned, and more people pass by with bags of food. The line finally dwindles around 10 a.m. I catch up with one woman wheeling her cart away from the food pantry. It's half full of food.
This celery, black pinto beans, eggs, some milk.
Is it enough for the week?
I have 5 kids. Not enough, but it's okay. I get something.
I walk back towards the last of the line and see the Salvadorian woman again, La Incognita, the unknown one. She's finally near the front of the line and waves to me to show me how close she is. She's happy for another week of food until she comes to wait again next week. In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Reynolds for Cross Currents.